Good morning. Welcome to the April 26, 2022 meeting of the Chatham County Zoning Board of Appeals. My name is James Corsi. I'm the chairman of the board because no one else would take the job. And you'll see, we're kind of weighted heavily over on this side. I don't know what that means, but nobody over here this morning. Nevertheless, I think we have a quorum. So let me do a roll call vote. Mr. Pluhm?
Right.
Okay, chairman's here, Ms. Ross.
Here.
Ms. Stone. And Mr. Vineyard is still trying to connect, I take it. But we have a quorum and therefore we can proceed. First, let me say that this is a quasi judicial proceeding. Anyone wishing to give testimony regarding these matters on the agenda this morning, we ask that you please sign in at the rostrum. You will be sworn in prior to giving testimony, and all proceedings of this board will be recorded for posterity. Decisions of this board are final. Any challenges or appeals must be made to the Superior Court of Chatham County. Okay. If we will, can we stand and say the pledge, please? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. All right. Mr. Lotson, I see no notices or acknowledgments this morning on the agenda. So we have, I believe, two matters ready for hearing. And one has been removed from the final agenda. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. That's correct.
And that will be 2530 East President Street.
Yes, that item has been scheduled for the next meeting.
Getting there. All right. Has everyone had an opportunity to review the February 22nd meeting minutes? Okay. Any questions or edits from any member? If not, can I hear a motion to approve?
So moved.
All right. A second?
Second.
All right. Mr. Pluhm, how do you vote?
Aye.
Chairman votes aye. Ms. Ross?
Aye.
And Ms. Stone?
Aye.
And is Mr. Vineyard not with us yet? Okay. All right. No old business, so we'll move right to the regular agenda. First matter on the agenda is a variance request at 16 Riverwatch Lane.
Mr. Chairman, before we move to the regular agenda, I believe we need to take a vote on items requested to be removed from the final agenda.
All right, you want to vote on that?
Yes, sir, please.
All right.
Thank you.
That's fine. Item six, item requested to be removed is a 2530 East President Street matter. Do I hear a vote to remove that from the final agenda? Second?
Second.
All right. Mr. Pluhm, how do you vote?
Aye.
Chairman votes aye. Ms. Ross?
Aye.
Ms. Stone?
Aye.
And Mr. Vineyard is still absent without leave.
I trust you.
All right. Marcus, are we ready?
Yes, sir.
All right. First matter on the regular agenda is 16th Riverwatch Lane.
Good morning, and thank you, Mr. Chairman.
And you are?
My name is Jaquel Johnson.
Okay. Mr. Johnson.
Yes.
Good to see you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you. This is my first time.
All right. Go ahead. Tell us what's going on here, Mr. Johnson.
Yes, this is the first item on the agenda. It is a petition for 16 Riverwatch Lane. The petition is requesting a 10-foot buffer setback from the 35-foot marsh buffer requirement in order to construct a single-family residence at 16 Riverwatch Lane. The subject property is approximately 0.26 acres in size, 111 feet in depth, and 93 feet in width. The parcel is located on the west side of Moon River in the planned unit development within an environmental overlay zoning classification. The applicant is proposing to construct a two-story over garage single-family structure on a vacant lot. Among the conditions of the environmental overlay district, there's a minimum of 35-foot marsh buffer setback. As you can see on the tax map, is the property. Amongst the developed properties along Riverwatch Lane, 16 Riverwatch Lane has the third largest lot size of 22 parcels at 0.26 acres. However, the parcels only range from 0.39 to 0.19 acres. The property abuts the common area, which is owned and maintained by the Landings Association. Therefore, it's not likely there will be a structure built on this property. To the right of the parcel here, it's not on the map. However, there is a residency that was recently built. To the left is the common area. The proposed single-family residency can be designed to meet the county's 35-foot minimum marsh buffer setback requirement. However, the proposed residency is keeping with the general development pattern of the area in terms of scale and can meet the remaining developmental standards for the residential dwelling. In addition, the proposed design does comply with DNR minimum 25-foot marsh setback requirement. On the parcel, there are several trees near the front of the property line. Based on the current site plan, as you can see here, if the variance is granted, it would preserve the trees on the property. Here on the site plan, here's Riverwatch Lane, the proposed residency, and the marsh in the back. As well as the exhibit of the potential residency right here and the current residency adjacent to it. Here facing from Riverwatch Lane, you can see the lot area. To the right, you see the adjacent property. Towards the back, you can see the marsh. And if you look slightly to the right, you can see some of the trees that they are trying to preserve. Here's a closer look at the adjacent property, the property line, as well as some of the trees they're still trying to preserve on the property. Here's a closer look at the marsh. And at the bottom here is another tree that is at the front of the property line that they are trying to preserve. Based on previous.
Hello.
Mr. Vineyard, we can hear you. Would you mute yourself, please?
Yeah. Okay.
Good morning, Mr. Vineyard.
Good morning. I was having control problems here. Yeah, thank you.
All right. Go ahead, Mr. Johnson.
Thank you. Based on the previously stated findings, it is unlikely that a variance in this case would cause substantial detriment or impair the intent of the zoning ordinance. Based on the findings in the staff report, staff recommends the approval of the 10-foot marsh setback variance from the 35 marsh buffer setback requirement. At this time, staff and the petitioner will accept any questions the board may have.
Does the board have any questions of staff? Mr. Vineyard, do you have any questions?
Mr. Chairman, actually, this is a block from my house. I was down there the other day. Ms. Ross called me and told me this was on the agenda. So I actually walked down the street. I walked the lot. I believe it is in keeping with the other houses that are there. So I actually have no objection and would propose that we allow it.
I see marsh grass in this background here, but do we really get much water or except at extreme high tides?
Yeah, that there's a pond there that only fills up in very, very high tide. And actually where they're building that house is in line with the house that's right next door. It's I understand it's a porch that's going to encroach, and there's a porch. I mean, I walked to the back of the lot. So I don't see any objection, and it's not out of keeping with the houses that are already there.
Okay. And I appreciate the opportunity to save some old growth trees here as well. So any other questions of staff? Anyone here to make a presentation?
Did I lose them? Hello? Hello?
Thank you.
did the commissioner meet on notice to take care of how to get out of the precinct?
Hello? That's why I go to meetings. Take this.
If you're joining this meeting by phone, please mute your phone at this time. I'm getting feedback.
Hello? Hello?
Mr. Bear?
Hello?
Yes, please mute your phone. Anybody online can hear.
Hello.
Yes, Mr. Vineyard.
Yes, this is Mr. Vineyard.
We're getting lots of feedback. Can you please mute your mic or speakers?
Okay, fine.
Thank you. Okay.
Testing.
Hello?
Testing. Oh, there we go. Perfect.
Yeah, I'm back.
Hey, sir. My name is Nirav Gandhi. I think I may have presented for y'all one time before, but I started working here a few months ago, so. But yes, I have a petition here for a variance to a riparian setback. This is a little bit similar to the last one, but also a little different. So let me show you where we are. This is the Harbor Creek subdivision. This is a Sand Nettles Drive. And if you go back a little bit farther, here's the marsh. I've got some pictures of this property here. This is at 6800 Sand Nettles Drive. So this property is in an environmental overlay, the EO zoning district, and along with that comes a 35-foot setback for the riparian buffer, essentially like a marsh buffer. Let me pull up this little map here they provided. So the issue at hand here is that the applicant would like to place a swimming pool in the backyard there. A lot of the backyard is unavailable for such a thing because of the septic drain field area you can see on this map here. However, there is some, if they were to place the pool like they were here, they would need an 8-foot setback into this buffer. Let's see here. So on the property currently, it's just a single family home. Let's see here. So this subject property is a little bit smaller than most of the other homes, or the other lots rather, on Sand Nettles Drive. You can see all the way down here. They're kind of progressively larger. However, it is about the same size as most of the homes on in the Harbor Creek subdivision. So where we really get into the looking at the criteria here is the whether a hardship is being caused. So we don't believe that there's like a hardship being caused by the application of the zoning ordinance because there are locations, and I can pull this back up. There are a number of configurations in which this pool could be placed. This is an in-ground pool, by the way, which this pool could be placed that would not require a variance. If they were to move it closer to the home, turn it sideways, et cetera, there are a few things they could do without going into that buffer. Let's see here. So yeah, it pretty simply, what I would say is that based on our findings, it's unlikely that this would cause any sort of a hardship or an inconvenience, or sorry, that this would cause any sort of an inconvenience or a detriment to public good in any way. But it also, with a few design changes, would remove the need for a variance at all. I also want to point out we got a support letter from a neighbor expressing full support for approval of this variance request. Here's a few pictures of the property. Here's the backyard. This is where the I believe the septic drain area is. This is like roughly around the area where the pool would be. Nice backyard. But yeah, and you can kind of see the marsh in the back there if you move a little bit farther back on the property. So as I said, we're recommending denial, and the difference here being that the applicant is essentially creating the hardship for themselves that they are asking for relief from by wanting to put the pool in the buffer zone rather than just placing it outside of it.
Ms. Ross, would you turn on your microphone, please? On the right.
Where's the staff report?
We're good. Sorry about that. What other design considerations did you look at?
When I say design options, what I really mean is that you see where the pool is sitting here.
Right.
If they just moved it closer to the house like that, there wouldn't be a need for a variance. They could also pull it a little bit closer and turn it long ways, basically having the long end run that way. That would also allow for placing the pool the same size one without a variance.
It was my pleasure to make a site visit here, and I walked the property with the property owner. I think that you're correct that just reorienting the pool so that it's going long ways might involve, you know, 6 or 8 or 12 inches into the riparian. But certainly nothing compared to what they're contemplating here. But you didn't like put together a new drawing or any particularly accurate measurements to determine that. Is that correct?
No, ma'am. That's just kind of eyeballing it.
Okay.
Yeah. Any other questions, staff?
Yes, I have one. So is it safe to assume that the property owner is not opposed to
reconfiguration, or is this only design that they want to go?
This is the one that they proposed. I did speak to them, and they're not opposed to doing that, but they would like to, and they'll be here to talk to you directly about that.
Thanks.
Okay. And nothing for Mr. Vineyard?
No, I have no other. I'm here, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, good. Thank you. All right. Who's here to speak on behalf of the owners? All right. Step up, please. Have you signed in? Okay. Come on up.
Did you already put the flash drive in here?
Yes.
Okay. That's here.
Yes. And your name and address, please.
Good morning. My name is David Howard. I'm resident.
I can imagine working like this.
Good morning. Would you raise your right hand, sir?
Yes, sir.
It would drive me crazy.
Swear to hell, tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth to help God.
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
I prepared a few slides here. Let me kind of get my orientation. Speaking of reorienting the pool, I have already decided that might be at least a point we could discuss. Let me make sure I bring up the first one first. Let's see if I can get this to expand. Just a second to see what you're seeing. This is the basic layout of the pool as shown, as not shown. We've turned the pool as recommended in the other direction, which does help slightly on the setback. You can see right here that portion that's to the upper side of the blue line is the riparian intrusion. It's 184 square feet. The reason, you know, and we've thought about a lot, there's only 17 feet from the edge of the pool, which is a reasonably small pool, 12 by 24, just a little bit bigger than a hot tub, maybe two nice hot tubs. The 17 feet from the border of the pool to the actual back of the house was right through here. On the right side, there's 23 feet approximately across the rear, 12, of course, to be taken up by the pool. We could shift it to the right. However, let me see if I can grab another file here. If I can find it. Let's see. This is the pool company's rendition of what it would look like. The main reason we would like not to move it to the other side is the orientation of the sun, which is coming from this angle. This is the west. This is the sun direction coming in. Excuse me for my lack of. So we have about from the edge of the pool to the face of the house is 17 feet, which is relatively small. This side is about long enough to put lawn chairs in, as the photo showed. So we don't have a lot of room. The septic tank system is here. There's four very large live oak trees on the right side here, which really we don't want to have to remove for the expense and then, of course, the beauty. So I guess what we're asking for, if we reoriented the pool in this direction, we're talking 184 foot square feet in invasion into the riparian. And we think that's relatively minimal given the architectural layout of the house. This is also a corner. The further we pull the pool back, the less this dimension gets, and it makes it hard to actually access the rest of the yard from that side. That's basically our case. We're open to suggestions, compromises, and that sort of thing. So that's our That's our stance.
Did you have some other illustrations? I saw a couple of other.
I do. Let me show you illustrations. Let's go here. Give me a second here if I can find them. That's the overhead. You can see that's a relative. That's as it sits now. That's about 17 feet plus or minus. And this is about 10 feet right here. And pretty much the line, the riparian line, starts right here and goes through here. So about half the pool is within the riparian, or 184 square feet.
And on the other side of the lawn chairs, is that your drain field?
Yes, sir.
Does it stop right at the edge of the decking?
I mean, right at it, like somebody drew it there. I mean, it is right there. So we are barely, if we can't incur, we've had the health department out. They've given us permission to come right to that edge. We have their approval. And over here, there's two of the oak trees. There's actually two more right in here. So we can't.
Did your conversation with the health department include moving the pool so that it would, the pool would butt up to the drain field?
Yes. Well, we really didn't go into that with them. And it could, but it's going to orient the house where you're back, you know, people sitting by the pool would rather look out over the pool over to the marsh rather than look at the pool back at the house.
I hear you. You know, as you know, I've walked your property the other day, and I see what it is that you're trying to accomplish, and I applaud the design concept. But I really can't support having it over on that edge. If you could bring it to the center, you know, in the time since your photographs were taken, you've cleared a lot of undergrowth. So I think you'd have plenty of sun on your lawn chairs that way. And I hear what you're saying about looking over the marsh outwards, but you also have a really pretty view looking out over the marsh, you know, from the other side. I'm not sure that all of your oak trees are live oaks. I think
they are.
They are all live oaks. There's not a water oak in there.
No, ma'am.
Okay. Because I was going to suggest pruning.
We pruned a little. We actually took some out over, took some limbs off that were hanging over the pool. Now,
right.
As you say, we could move it to the right. But then that pretty makes, you know, that doesn't leave enough room on either side for even a lawn chair.
No, I see what you're saying if you center it that way, but I'm talking about moving it all the way to the right, right up to the drain field.
Yeah.
Which I know, you know, from a design standpoint is not ideal, and I totally get that, but you know, we've got these rules for reasons.
Yes. Well, let me ask you this. What if we moved it back 5 feet? That would incur 110 square feet of the riparian and give us about 10 feet here, which is just about minimal to have a, you know, that's where we'd like to put the grill, sure. Maybe a dining, a little table, and then a rough room for 4 or 5 lounge chairs. That would break it. That would cut the intrusion in, 60% of what we're asking. Is there any compromise there?
I guess what I'm not seeing is how you aren't able to achieve enough space for your lawn chairs if we, you know, if your pool butts right up to the drain field, you still have your, you know, 10 feet to your left.
Well, again, the sun is here. This is west. This is actually west, this direction here. So the sun is shining. So normally you wouldn't want your back to the sun if you're lounging at the pool in the afternoon, which is your normal period that you'd be around the pool. And you're really looking back at the back of the house over the pool. We prefer not to do that.
And I understand that from a use standpoint, but again, we've got these buffers for a reason. staff, is it appropriate to ask for a comment on this proposed compromise of moving the pool down closer to the house, but keeping it on the left side of the lot?
Is your question, is it appropriate to ask for a compromise?
Comment, compromise.
From staff?
Yes. Putting you on the spot, I
understand. Yeah, I would suggest that the petition, as it's been proposed by the applicant, is what we've given a full review to.
Correct.
So I think it would be difficult for us to comment on a hypothetical at this point. If the applicant is considering a redesign, I think it would be more appropriate for them to continue the petition, bring us that option, and then we can bring the board a recommendation based on that, unless there's something that both the board and the applicant are willing to agree to in terms of the amount of encroachment.
And I think that's what I would suggest.
So it's okay to move it over here and we don't have an argument or a, I guess that was the wrong word. So it's okay to put it there.
It's least impactful there.
Yeah, I think the board would find it easier to accept that as a compromise.
Okay.
Question, is the pad around the pool elevated on stilts or posts, or is it?
It's, as it's designed now, it'll be pretty much on grade. The lot does slope off, so it will be elevated on the marsh side.
On the marsh side. So, I mean.
And what material do you plan to construct that surround of?
We can use tile on a sand base, which is pervious. That would most likely be what it is. It would be pervious no matter what, either tracks, probably tile, because then you're involving just soil and,
right,
you know, a pervious tile.
That'd be pretty.
Yeah, we've used it before. But our problem is just that we just have a very limited space. We'd like a pool that's, they call it a spool, which is it's a half a hot tub and half a pool. So that's our dilemma. But so this might be acceptable versus just retreating, say, probably 5 feet. We could probably cut it a little more to bring it in. We could get it to almost, you know, that would be tight. That's only 5 feet on the it means we step out our sliding glass doors and it's 5 feet to the water. And that would get it very similar in incursion into the riparian as the alternate on the right side. I guess that's what we're asking for. Is there any tolerance into the riparian? And if it is, how much, what intrusion is it?
I think it would be safe to say just whatever is least impactful, I think, is what is usually best considered. And so as you reconsider your design for a different submission, just study that square footage that's encroaching into the riparian and, you know, make your best effort. And I understand the inconvenience as far as views and sun and all of the elements, but that's the condition of the land.
Yeah, this is Mr. Vineyard. I agree with Ms. Stone. And I think they need to come back. I don't think we're in the position of negotiating here on this, actually. That's really not our job.
I'd suggest coming back with two alternative drawings and let us continue your petition.
Thank you.
So there is no motion on the table, right? Are we asking to table this matter?
I would move that we table the matter until we get another submission.
Mr. Chairman.
And that would prevent you from having to come back and do an entirely new application and run through the process. So put some money in your pocket. How about that? Do I hear a motion?
Mr. Chairman.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Before we take a motion, we do have some members of the public, I believe, who wanted to comment on this.
I'm sorry. Who is it?
Jeff Kirkland, if you're on, Jeff's with Chatham County, but he is on and I think wanted to comment.
Oh, I had my hand raised for the last one when the tech went crazy.
Did you have any comments on this?
No.
Thank you.
That's it. All right. Then do I hear a motion?
So moved.
Second.
All right. Mr. Pelote, how do you vote? Chairman votes aye. Ms. Ross?
Aye.
Ms. Stone?
Aye.
And Mr. Vineyard?
Aye.
Okay. Then this matter is tabled until next month for reconsideration. And is there anything else on the agenda this morning that we need to discuss?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Can you hear me? Yeah, I missed the vote on the other one. I assume that was approved.
Well, we took your vote as a yes, Mr. Vineyard.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I won't make a habit of doing this, by the way. I hate doing these things by webinar and whatever, so I'll be there at the next one.
All right.
All the business we have, sir.
All the business we have. Any other comments from the board this morning? Thank you, as usual. Good job. We're adjourned.